and in the winter he'd heard it never came. Some of the new friends he'd made at the State Department had told him that the long nights could be hard on the little kids. At 4 years and 2 months, Sally still qualified for that. Five-month-old Jack probably didn't notice such things, and fortunately he slept just fine. He was doing so right now, in fact, in the custody of his nanny, Margaret van der Beek, a young redhead and daughter of a Methodist minister. Kathy was a little concerned about the whole idea of a nanny. The idea of somebody else raising her infant grated on her like fingernails on a chalkboard, but it was an honored local custom. Miss Margaret had been vetted through Sir Basil's agency, which meant precisely nothing, Jack reminded himself. The opposition, a British term also used at Langley, had penetrated the British intelligence community more than once. CIA believed they hadn't done so at Langley yet, but Jack had to wonder about that. KGB was pretty damned good. Of all his briefings, the security ones had been the most tiresome. Jack's dad had been the cop in the family, and Ryan himself had never quite mastered that mode of thinking. Sally was running about in circles, looking at her new bedroom. Jack kept out of the way. Kathy had told him he was unfitted even to supervise this sort of thing. "Where's the tourist?" an American voice asked. Ryan went to the foyer. "Dan, how the hell are you? It was a boring day at the office, so Liz and I came out to you."